When the pandemic hit, the number of seniors relying on Meals on Wheels surged nationwide. Rutland and Bennington counties have seen their program increase 30%, and officials say for many seniors, it's the only regular contact they may have with another person. Meals on Wheels administrators in Rutland say scores of volunteers initially stepped up to help, but many of them have gone back to work, and as VPR's Nina Keck reports, it's made it difficult to keep up with the demand.
It's noon, and a dishwasher is scrubbing commercial-sized pots and pans in the stainless steel kitchen owned by Lindley Food Service in Rutland. The company operates Rutland County's Meals on Wheels program. And while today's lunch went out hours ago, Chef Thomas Frank is still busy pulling heavy trays out of the oven.
We're making burgers for tomorrow's meal.
5,000 of them.
Every day. it's a job. It's work. But it's a good cause, and it's definitely something I believe in.
Meals on Wheels delivers meals to people 60 and over, those at higher risk for COVID-19. The program also serves disabled people under age 60 through a different funding source. In fiscal year 2019, Meals on Wheels in Vermont served approximately 18,500 individuals. 2020 numbers won't come out until the end of this month, but officials expect them to be higher. How much the meals program costs statewide is hard to tally since it's run differently in different parts of the state. And funding comes from a complicated mix of federal, state, and local money, along with grants, donations, and contributions from seniors getting the meals. Penny Jones manages Meals on Wheels in Rutland County, which prepares and delivers meals for a number of programs.
We are helping out the state with delivering to the homeless, to hotels in different counties. We deliver in Rutland and Bennington and Franklin and Lamoille, you know, our whole company does, yes. So we go statewide, and we're still delivering for AgeWell, which is up north, and we go all the way to the Canadian border.
AgeWell is a nonprofit that serves the elderly in northwestern Vermont. Jones says because many older Vermonters don't want to leave their homes because of the pandemic, demand for their services has skyrocketed.
Before the pandemic, we'd make anywhere between 2,000 and 2,500 meals a day. When the pandemic hit, we're up to about 5,000 meals a day and 7,000 on a really big holiday day.
When the pandemic first hit and businesses had to close, Joan says they were inundated with volunteers, a godsend. But most of those people have gone back to work. Many of their regular drivers are retired, says Jones, and some have stopped driving, not wanting to endanger their own health or put family members at risk. Hiring new drivers and other workers has been more difficult, she says, because many people prefer to collect unemployment or are leery of working outside their home.
We're desperate. I mean, we're really desperate for people to bag and do stuff because our staff is working a lot of hours. So if we could get even one or two volunteers, you know, if you can volunteer for an hour a week, we can use you.
According to a recent survey done by Meals on Wheels for America, 86% of local programs report they're struggling with staffing because of COVID-19. And staffing isn't the only challenge. Courtney Anderson is nutrition director at the Southwestern Vermont Council on Aging, which oversees funding for Meals on Wheels in Rutland and Bennington counties. Anderson says federal COVID relief funds helped cover the initial surge in demand, but she says no one knows if what's been allocated to pay for Meals on Wheels through the current fiscal year, which ends next September, will be adequate.
Typically in the winter months, sometimes the numbers could go down because we had a lot of what we would call snowbirds kind of leaving and going down to Florida for the winter months. That's not really happening, and so we're seeing a larger uptick in the client signing up for meals. So we've never been in this situation. We don't know what the trends look like. We don't know what the numbers will look like. We have no projections to compare it to.
Kathleen Paquette, Nutrition and Wellness Director at Central Vermont Council on Aging in Barrie, says many of the nonprofit community partners they work with to deliver Meals on Wheels will have to dip into rainy day funds to cover costs this fiscal year. She says she's already looking down the road at fiscal year 2022, and she admits she's worried. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.